This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick Tucker, the technology editor of Defense One, introducing us to the brave new world of influence. But this influence is also real in terms of the supply chain. We've heard that there are shortages of everything in the United States, and that's contributed, is the case, to inflation. There are also shortages of food. And it hadn't occurred to me that the supply chain is part of, the food is part of the supply chain story. Russia, at this point, a bad actor in Europe, is apparently using its authority with food, with foodstuffs, with exports, to disrupt the supply chain. And Patrick points us to the recent strategic concept document from NATO, meeting at the end of June, that identifies the supply chain as a new field of conflict. Patrick, can we put all these things together, disrupting food, making people feel that there are going to be shortages? In fact, putting out the word that you're stealing food or allowing people to say that food is being stolen by Russian forces from Ukrainian forces, that is part of a supply chain disruption. Is that a way to interpret this?
Yeah, I think that that's very fair. And so what we're seeing right now with food prices around the world, which are related to oil prices, if you don't like the massive increase in the price of oil, a lot of parts of the developing world are seeing that not only with oil, but also with food, and it's creating incidents of starvation. And we know directly that this is attributable to Russia's unwarranted and aggressive and illegal war on Ukraine, where they there's a lot of open source reporting. There's a lot of eyewitness reporting that shows that they've been targeting grain silos. They're definitely stealing Ukrainian grain and then shipping it out on their own. There's been a lot of reported smuggling activity that's also been verified with satellite imagery, et cetera. And what that does is create pressure around the world on Ukraine to agree to some sort of concession or something in order to basically stop the supply chain crunch that everyone is experiencing. Now, if you take that food issue, just the food and the oil issue, which is of the two things that Russia can really control, and you expand that across all of these other things that make the modern world work. We were just talking about like microprocessors. You could also talk about a lot of other raw materials, things like this. Then you clearly get a sense that future conflict is going to disrupt modern life in a lot of ways that not only people aren't ready for, but certainly that institutions aren't ready for. And that's the main thing. We erect a State Department. We have a Department of Defense that handles military things. We have a Commerce Department that deals with, you know, individual issues of commerce and bilateral and multilateral commerce issues. But we don't have some sort of like massive entity that really appreciates how a state like Russia or China might manipulate all of those different supply chains to achieve a national security outcome, because we kind of separate all those things. And that gets us to the new NATO strategic concept, which they just unveiled, where they, as an alliance that is both a military alliance, we're all familiar with it as a military alliance, all these nations that get together and have a mutual defense clause, but it's also a political alliance. So I talked with a NATO official about what was going to be in the strategic concept before they unveiled it. And that's something that they really need to tackle, especially if they're going to have a what they think of as a deterrent effect on China. If they're going to show China that it's probably a bad idea to mess with the international supply chain and be really risk forward in some of its ambitions. So spoke with David Van Wiel, NATO's Assistant Secretary General for Emerging Security Challenges. And this is kind of a new era for NATO, where they look at not just how to get everybody up on a certain like military standard in terms of the equipment that they're working with, in terms of communications protocols, all that sort of hard military stuff. It's really broadening the scope of what the alliance does to include stuff like economic alliances, supply chain alliances, making sure that they have some sort of unified response in the future to the massive supply chain disruptions that would accommodate or would occur at the same time as any major conflict or even potentially a very minor conflict, because that's a lever that you can push to achieve political a political threat. You can use that lever to achieve a political outcome at a lot lower cost than deploying kinetic effects somewhere in the world where, you know, you're not exactly sure how that's going to pan out. So this is a change for me.
I like the idea, Patrick, but is there evidence, that you spoke to the assistant secretary, is there evidence that there's coordination between Moscow and Beijing to disrupt supply chains as an irritant right now, or is that in the future? We have about a minute.
Well, we do know that there's coordination among them on bolstering Russia's cash reserves. Russia's been selling a lot of stuff, including grain, smuggled grain and oil into China. But in terms of a coordinated move to disrupt the supply chain, that doesn't exist yet in terms of any evidence for it. Really, China's just writing Russia checks and becoming more and more unenamored with that prospect. But as long as the gas and grain is cheap, they'll probably keep doing it. And but they like a lot of order. They don't like a lot of disruption because that affects their population too.
And NATO monitoring the supply chain, that is a proposal that they're looking at in the future. We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, this is part of their strategic vision for what they need to do in the future to be increasingly relevant. And it's also a sign that they are moving beyond Europe. This is something that's going to be relevant to how the organized alliance of democracies that is NATO deals with a rising China in order to prevent risky decision making from China rather than answer it forcefully. So that's the goal here.
Patrick Tucker, technology editor for Defense One. I'm John Bashir.